This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. We're going to go back in a moment to the president's press briefing, the first one in 2 weeks. It's a different tone. And maybe it's because the press briefing is taking place outside in the White House Rose Garden, not in that more claustrophobic press briefing room. I've been in both places, of course, but the president has not gotten a series of outrageous questions, as he sometimes does. He has not given a series of outrageous answers, as he sometimes does. This is the country trying to come to terms with increased testing, which is also a focus on the members of the White House staff who have tested positive over the weekend, actually starting on Friday. Here's another question to the president. Admiral Graar.
Is to self-isolate yourself for the entire period of incubation and really then some. So that's what they're doing. It's a precautionary manner because they were negative. We all hope that they remain negative, but if they turn positive in a day or two or became symptomatic, that's still possible even with a negative test.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Go ahead, Phil.
Mr. President, in one of your Mother's Day tweets, you appear to accuse President Obama of the biggest political crime in American history by far. Those were your words. What crime exactly are you accusing President Obama of committing, and do you believe the Justice Department should prosecute him?
Obamagate. It's been going on for a long time. It's been going on from before I even got elected. And it's a disgrace that it happened. And if you look at what's gone on, and if you look at now all of this information that's being released, and from what I understand, that's only the beginning. Some terrible things happened, and it should never be allowed to happen in our country again. And you'll be seeing what's going on over the coming weeks. But I wish you'd write honestly about it. But unfortunately, you choose not to do so. Yeah, John, please.
Crime. What is the crime exactly that you're accusing him of?
You know what the crime is. The crime is very obvious to everybody. All you have to do is read the newspapers, except yours. John, please.
Yeah, Mr. President, if I can just get a clarification on the testing. We've seen clearly that the numbers of tests have gone up. There have been some advancements in testing. But you said twice here today that every American who wants a test can get a test.
Yes.
That's not the case. 1.9 million tests per day is far short of every American that wants a test to be able to get it.
Well, I'm going to have the Admiral, but I will say just from listening and hearing like you do, we all do, not everybody should get a test because they have to have certain things, and they're going to know when they're not feeling right. Those are the people that will be getting the test, but Admiral, I'll let you take it from there, please.
So,
this is Admiral
everybody
Graar,
who needs
the
test,
Secretary of Health and Human Services.
We have plenty of tests for that.
Four-star Admiral.
Right now in America, anybody who needs a test can get a test in America with the numbers we have. If you are symptomatic with a respiratory illness, that is an indication for a test, and you can get a test. If you need to be contact traced, you can get a test. And we hope, and not hope, we are starting to have asymptomatic surveillance, which is very important. Again, that's over 3 million tests per week. That is sufficient for everyone who needs a test, symptomatic, contact tracing, and to our best projections, the asymptomatic kind of surveillance we need to get that. And that's the way it is. And remember, I work at HHS. I work there every day. I don't get tested every day. I get monitored for my symptoms. Am I febrile? Do I have any other symptoms? I wear a mask when I go in. That's a safe work environment for the environment we have. If I became symptomatic, I would get a test And if it were positive, I would isolate and there'd be contact tracing to stop that just the way it was done here. If I'm not symptomatic, I do the precautions as everyone is recommended in phase one. And that's the essence of safely opening America.
And John, the numbers are coming way down and they're coming down rapidly. And that's a beautiful thing to see. And that's pretty much universally all across the country. They're coming down very rapidly. So very important. Please go ahead.
Admiral, if so Americans who are going back to work shouldn't expect and shouldn't need, shouldn't want to have the same thing that people coming to work here at the White House have, which is the ability to get tested regularly, regardless of symptoms.
Let me clarify as well. People who come into close contact with the president get tested on a regular basis, okay? If I were not in close contact with the president specifically, I would not get tested like most people here do not get tested. That's a very specific circumstance. When I work at HHS, I go to HHS, I don't get tested. I do the exact thing that we ask Americans to do to monitor your symptoms. If you are symptomatic, self-isolate, get tested. With one of our community-based testing sites at your hospitals. There are even at-home testing now that has been authorized. And to cooperate, that if you need to be contact traced, be contact traced and cooperate with your local public health. But not everybody who walks in here gets tested every time they do. If you're symptomatic here at HHS, at a meatpacking plant, at a school, you need to get tested.
And the meatpacking plants now are doing very well. There's great testing around those plants. And we're finding out who had the problem. They're being quarantined, and the meatpacking is moving along very nicely. But they were trouble spots. They were hot zones, definitely. Please. And, you know, one thing I think is very important, though, John, just to finish, we have now, and nobody says it, they just don't want to write it, by far more tests than any other country in the world, not even a contest. And the quality of our test is the best anywhere in the world. That's very important to say. Please go ahead.
So to make sure I understand the White House's position, are you saying that right now you feel there is enough testing, adequate testing across the United States, or do you feel that it needs to be ramped up? And by how much, if so, does it need to be ramped up?
I think we've been clear all along that we believe, and the data indicate, we have enough testing to do the phase one gradual reopening that has been supported in the president's plan and the task force plan. And it has to be a phased reopening. Nobody's saying turn the light switch on and everyone go, because then it would be really impossible to control the spread of the virus. There are many, many models out there. The Rockefeller Foundation published their recommendations of about 3 million tests per week. That's exactly what we're doing. If you look at our agent-based models, it's far below that. If you take the Safra Center at Harvard and correct their misassumptions, like on the sensitivity of the test, the mitigation processes, and how many people get hospitalized, you get about that number. Now, I am not going to come here and say we can absolutely swear it's God's truth that this is the number we need, but we know we have enough to open, and we're going to be very careful with our ILI net, with our surveillance programs, and with the data come in to inform us even further as we grow and learn. And I think, Brad,
I'm going to just add a little bit to that, because most days I don't come to the White House to work. I either go to FEMA or I go to HHS. And let me just talk you through what the protocols are there, because I would never get tested if I wasn't coming to the White House. So every day when we come in, we get our temperature taken and we get asked questions about if we have symptoms.
If I can say, do you have to be such a blind partisan, just inspired by all-consuming hatred of President Trump and all his works, to even suggest that it is inappropriate for the White House to have special levels of certainty about testing? Obviously, you want people who are going to come near the president and the vice president, the secretary of state, and the major officers of government. You want those people to be virus-free. And the idea that every workplace is just as important as the White House, I understand it's important to the individual, but giving precedence to the White House, it seems to me, is utterly normal and healthy. Here's the president again. Oh, we do have to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Professor Paul Kengor of Grove City College and the Institute for Faith and Freedom. There are many conservative issues that have been raised by demonstrators and protesters in various states. At what point does the interference with private decisions, the right to assembly, at what point does there become a constitutional problem for people facing this very gradual rollback of regulations and restrictions? We'll be right back. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My Michael Medved show. The president has completed his press briefing fairly abruptly. He was peppered at the end by a number of questions that he considered hostile. I couldn't really tell what the questioners were getting at or what was going on. And he said, thank you very much, everybody. And he turned around and left, which, of course, is his prerogative. Paul Kanger joins us in place of, well, I don't want to say in place of the President of the United States, but it's a pleasure to speak directly to Paul. And, Paul, you're not going to walk out on any questions. And, by the way, 1-800-955-1776. Paul is a professor of political science. He's a historian. He's at Grove City College and head of Grove City's truly outstanding institute for faith and family, faith and freedom. And Paul, first of all, let me get to something that I know you would want to qualify and to categorize, which is, when you were on last time, we were talking about some of the demonstrations, and the demonstrations have been continued over the weekend. We had a big one here, 2,000 people at our state capitol in Washington State in Olympia, protesting the continued lockdown policy, even as most states are at least moving to ease some of those restrictions. And a number of people thought that you and I were speaking disrespectfully of people who simply wanted to get back to work, to reopen their businesses, to get America back on track. That is not a desire that you consider to be unhealthy or inappropriate, is it?
No, not at all. And yeah, thank you for giving me a chance to clarify that, Michael. In fact, I got a couple emails from some of your listeners and then another one over the weekend as well. And the comment I made on your show, I referred to some of the protesters as a big bunch of crybabies, right? And my point there, and I want to apologize to people who misunderstood me. I mean, I'm not in any way showing a lack of sympathy with business owners and people losing jobs, losing incomes. Believe me, I understand that totally. I mean, I've lost a lot of money in this. I have family who've gone through this. I mean, I might be a college professor, but I'm not some Ivy League don in an ivory tower, right? Getting paid via $300,000.
And you do have eight children to take care of.
Right. That's exactly right. In fact, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay for two of them in college next year. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to. I've lost a ton of money from this. But no, my complaint has been with people, and I could give you examples on the air, but I'm afraid that some of the people whose examples I give might be listening. But I've seen some people who just can't sacrifice at all. And I get emails from people not irate over the fact that they can't visit their loved one in a nursing home. I mean, you know, I understand that, right? But people who are furious that they can't go get that double skim latte at Starbucks that they used to get every morning, right? And I think
you can if you go through drive-through.
right.
I'm serious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, some of the sacrifices that we're being called to make really aren't that great. And look, I speak to this as a historian. I wonder, and I think I said this on your show last week or the week before, if we ever had to do a World War II, a Great Depression, something like that, I wonder how long we would last as a country. And what I really like to see people do is, my fear is, and my idea is, right, bite the bullet here for a few weeks, a couple months, and then maybe we can get through this and open up and then economically surge back. I'd hate to see a situation where instead of going 2 months, we go 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and then we go into a second double dip recession, which really devastates us economically. So I'd rather see people suck it up now for a few weeks now than get hammered again a few months from now and then really be in a situation where we're completely sunk for like a year or two. And you know, I think that's what we really want to avoid.
Bernie Sanders today said he thought this was the worst moment for America since the Civil War. Paul, you're a historian. Your new book is one of my favorite books of last year about the Pope and the President. John Paul II and Ronald Reagan, may their memories continue to be a blessing. Okay, is this really the worst moment for our country since 1865?
No, it's not. I mean, gee, 9/11, right? And just start going back. Wow, you know, World War II, Pearl Harbor. I mean, World War I, the Spanish flu.
Spanish flu pandemic killed 675,000 people.
That's right. And out of a population of what, Michael? I don't even know. Maybe 100 million?
It was 110 million.
Wow, yeah. So, I mean, you know, sheer percentage, I mean, that was far worse. And look, in terms of numbers, we've lost more from COVID-19 in 4 weeks than we lost in Vietnam in a decade and a half. So, I mean, you know, this is bad. This is really bad. And I'm one of the people who, you know, I think when I was on the show last, my main point was, this isn't the flu. This is far worse than the flu. And I've been seeing numbers from people the last few weeks saying, I just saw this again today, the average age of death is 79, or the median age of death is like 84, I think, in Pennsylvania. Well, look, yeah, but, you know, those are still deaths. And guess what? I haven't looked this up. Maybe I need to. I bet the average age of death for the seasonal flu is 79 years old, right? It usually kills older people. But the problem with this one is it's killing a lot of older people, and it's also killing a lot of people who aren't older. I mean, the seasonal flu fatality rate is 0.1%. This, according to what we're looking at in America, seems to be at least 6%. And if you think that's three times higher than it really is, all right, take 2%. Yeah, that's way higher than 0.1 for the flu. So this is bad. It's dangerous. And by the way, if Bernie thinks that way, then I would tell him to get behind Donald Trump's call. Here's a World War II historical analogy for you. You know, get behind Donald Trump's call for Operation Warp Speed, which is basically a Manhattan-like crash project to develop a vaccine within the next year. In fact, he's hoping to get 100 million doses of vaccine by November, 200 million doses by December, 300 million doses by January. And yeah, I think this does call for something like that because this virus really is a killer.
There's a terrific piece that you did about the Manhattan-like project that President Trump has started, and very positive about the administration. We've posted it to our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, President Trump ended the press conference because he really did have an obnoxious question. We'll get to what it was and why it's obnoxious, coming up on the MedVed Show.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House is directing all administration officials to wear masks at all times in the building, except when sitting at their own desks. The news comes as two administration officials tested positive to coronavirus in the West Wing last week. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the United States is leading the way when it comes to testing for coronavirus.
This week, the United States will pass 10 million tests conducted, nearly double the number of any other country. We're testing more people per capita than South Korea, the United Kingdom, France, Japan, Sweden, Finland, and many other countries, and in some cases combined.
Your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 109 points to finish at 24,221. The S&P gained a fraction of a point, and the NASDAQ was up 71. This is USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Christine Blasey Ford claimed to have been groped by Justice Kavanaugh when he was a drunken 17-year-old. Tara Reid insists Joe Biden assaulted her when he was a 50-year-old senator and her boss. Moreover, the first time Dr. Ford ever spoke to anyone about her allegations came 30 years after the purported event, in conversation with her therapist, while Reid discussed her charges with at least four friends or family members in the same year they allegedly occurred. In neither case does it make sense to disqualify a candidate for high office based solely on dubious long-ago charges by a single accuser. Applying that standard to Biden means the Democrats should acknowledge the far flimsier grounds they had for attempting. Joined by Dr. Paul Kengor, historian, political scientist of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, where I'm looking forward to the next national conference, which will be when Pennsylvania and the rest of the country has gone further toward reopening. Paul, I wanted to play for you to get your reaction and to let people hear it. We've been listening to a lot of the president's press briefing live. And about halfway through, I said, hey, this is really positive. This is a better, more positive atmosphere, a better, more positive spirit, mood, than you would normally get from one of these presidential press briefings. They were asking, by and large, reasonable questions, and the president was giving constructive answers, and everything was humming along. And then at the toward the very end, Trump got a question, which I don't know which reporter asked him, but it can be any of the members of the White House press corps. And it's just, I'm sorry, it's an insulting question. Listen.
You said many times that the U.S. is doing far better than any other country when it comes to testing.
Yes.
Why does that matter? Why is this a global competition to you if everyday Americans are still losing their lives and we're still seeing more cases every day?
Okay. It's a truly obnoxious question. Why does it matter to you, given the fact that he has been asked about it for a month why can't we get testing ramped up? Now we're getting testing ramped up. And she says, why does it matter to you? I mean, this is outrageous. Here is President Trump's answer.
Well, they're losing their lives everywhere in the world. And maybe that's a question you should ask China. Don't ask me. Ask China that question, okay? When you ask them that question, you may get a very unusual answer. Yes, behind you, please.
What, sir, why are you saying that to me specifically?
I'm telling you. I'm not saying it specifically to anybody. I'm saying it to anybody that would ask a nasty question
like
that.
That's not a nasty question.
Please go ahead.
Why does it matter?
Okay. Anybody else? Please, go ahead in the back, please.
I have two questions.
No, it's okay.
But you pointed to me. I have two questions, Mr. President.
Next, please.
But you called on me.
I did, and you didn't respond, and now I'm calling on the young lady in the back, please.
I just wanted to let my colleague finish, but can I ask you
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, that was the end of the prep. I don't know who the two reporters were or what it was that happened with the second reporter. But for goodness sake, people do need to put this, it seems to me, Paul, in historical context. Can you remember, and again, you're a historian, political scientist, Paul Kanger, any president who has taken the same number of frequency of press questions for as long as President Trump opens him up to that questioning?
Oh, yeah, and particularly, Michael, during these White House coronavirus task force press briefings. In fact, I remember, must have been about 2 weeks ago, and I watched these, and one of them went on till about 7:30 Eastern time, and I was shocked. In fact, I remember telling my kids, they're like, are you going to turn that off? I said, I can't believe how late this is running. No, he's given them so much time, and as somebody who didn't vote for the man in 2016, and in particular because of his temperament, and I thought that he didn't have the right temperament to be president, I've never seen him as presidential as I have in these press conferences, and I'm amazed after listening to him sometimes for 45 minutes, an hour, however long it takes in the opening statements. And then to watch the press just go for the jugular immediately. And those two women right there, I rude, petulant, I'd call them childish, but none of my eight kids are that rude, right? I mean, that was just obnoxious. And the question she's asking, I mean, imagine that. So you're saying that we're testing more than any other country in the world, but look at all the people who've died, right? What kind of a question is that, right? And part of what he's saying there is that it's so crucial to do all this testing because we have better data. If you go right now and you look at the fatality rates that I talked about in the last segment, countries like Britain are at 15% fatality rate, and it could just be because they haven't done as much testing as we have. You know, we don't really know what their true fatality rate is. And the fact that we're testing so much is what the press wanted Donald Trump to do.
No, exactly. It was their priority. Let me ask you in the few moments we have left to us. Your colleague, Walter Russell Mead, who is a professor of history at Bard College, has written a provocative column comparing Trump to Napoleon. And he suggests that just as there was no merely human force that could defeat Napoleon, he won over every kind of combination of armies thrown against him, it took Russian winter, what Napoleon referred to as General Winter, that actually destroyed the Grand Armée and destroyed his rule. And he's comparing the coronavirus to the Russian winter. Do you think there's anything to that?
Wow. Well, by the way, didn't Bard College have an Alger Hiss chair at one point? I think it actually did. But that comparison. Wow. Look, I the reason that these guys should know that they have Donald Trump as president in 2016 was because Democrats nominated Hillary Clinton. Right. I'd like to remind that to liberals. This is really your fault. I mean, if they could have nominated somebody a bit more moderate, they wouldn't have Donald Trump. But I think if anything, his performance in handling this pandemic will decide whether or not he's reelected, and I think it's going to convince a lot of people to vote for him. I mean,
that's what the betting appears to indicate right now, too.
Yeah. I mean, one of my friends, an old high school friend who can't stand Donald Trump, he's now in stay-at-home orders, and he watches all these press conferences. He told me a couple weeks ago, he said, I'm going to vote for him now. He said, I'm really impressed with how he's handling the press. And then to see the way the press goes after him, he said, this is really eye-opening to me. Prior to this, I just read about Donald Trump from the press. Now I'm actually watching Trump with the press, and I'm seeing how incredibly biased the press is. And this episode today with those two reporters, and I can't blame them for kind of flying off the handle there and saying, I've had enough, see you, I'll see you tomorrow. I don't blame him. He doesn't have to put up with that.
What was fascinating just watching it, to see it visually, is Admiral Graur and the other official the president had with him. The president sort of turned, walked away very stately, and then nobody came up to the podium and said, well, that's it. Have a nice day. And they just sort of walked up, picked up their folders, and then they walked off. And it was like, okay, how do we conclude this thing? Well, let me conclude this thing by telling you that everybody out there ought to look at some of the papers, some of the lectures, some of the resources that are available from one of America's leading conservative academic institutions, Grove City College, and Paul Kangor's Institute for Faith and Freedom. It's a great resource. It's utterly free. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. And if you want to support the work of a voice in academia like this, they are very, very open and deserving of that support. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for the Institute for Faith and Freedom. When we come back, the mayor of Atlanta, who's considered to be on Joe Biden's short list for vice president, says that her children are suddenly angry and afraid. Not about the coronavirus. Something else, something deeper. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
History. Otherwise, you end up making idiot statements like Bernie Sanders did today when he said this is the worst moment in American history since the Civil War. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And partially because just in terms of a pandemic, the pandemic in 1918 of Spanish flu killed many more people. Now, we have three different history podcasts about that pandemic and why it is the President of the United States, Woodrow Wilson, got away without ever even commenting on it, not even saying a word, no official statements. How could that be? Check it out. It's up there at michaelmedved.com for Medhead members, our In Light of History podcast. Now, you get that. You get access to the show 24/7, commercial free. Download any parts of the show you want. You can dismiss any parts of the show you want. And you can get it all for $20 off right now. That means it's down to 11 cents a day. And you also get 50% off when you join as a Medhead from all of our downloads at the History Store. It's literally more than 200 hours, which is a lot for anybody if you want all 50% off. So check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com and put in the Spring 40 promo code for that $20 off. All right. I one of the things the president dealt with at his press briefing today before it got into the snippy, nasty, and by the way, it was very repetitive. They asked him the same questions again and again and again, and you could see the president was getting weary of it. But he was asked a question about the shooting weeks ago of Ahmaud Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia. And we've talked about this. The evidence is overwhelming that this was an innocent guy who was out for a jog, who was shot by a father and son who had armed themselves and thought he was some kind of burglar in the neighborhood. Which, by the way, doesn't give him the right to shoot him. Doesn't give him the right to kill him. And right now they're investigating the federal government. President Trump was asked about it, and he applauded the Justice Department for considering prosecuting this as a hate crime, as they announced today they might. And the mayor of Atlanta Keisha Lance Bottoms. She is considered to be one of the women that Joe Biden, remember, he's committed, it will only be a woman who will be his running mate. He's ruling out everybody else. But Keisha Lance Bottoms, mayor of Atlanta, is one of the women on his short list. And she was talking with Jake Tapper on CNN about the killing, tragic killing, and criminal killing, it seems to me, of Ahmaud Arbery. Listen.
I think, have we not seen that video, I don't believe that they will be charged. And it is, it's heartbreaking. It's 2020. And this was a lynching of an African-American man. And I think that, you know, my heart goes out to his family. But I think, again, it's a part of this bigger issue that we are having in this country. With the rhetoric that we hear coming out of the White House in so many ways, I think that many who are prone to being racist are given permission to do it in an overt way that we otherwise would not see in 2020. Because you have to remember, Jake, you know, in cities across this country, even if local leadership fails, there was always the backstop of our Justice Department to step in and make sure that people are appropriately prosecuted. But we don't have that leadership at the top right now. It's disheartening, and I can tell you, I have four kids, three of whom are African-American boys. They are afraid. They're angry, and they are afraid.
Okay, that's the mayor of Atlanta. Look, she was speaking before the Justice Department indicated the possibility of looking at this as a hate crime. The Republican governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, has been aggressive. The two men who shot Ahmaud Arbery are being held in prison right now, and they are facing grievous charges. I believe that Georgia has the death penalty. And look, anybody who watched this video or watches this case has to be horrified. But to say that President Trump's rhetoric encouraged this to happen, it just seems to me is so outrageous. Yes, it's normal. A president's accountable for anything that happens under his administration. But to blame him directly, what part of his rhetoric encourages a father and son to go out and to assassinate a jogger who's running through their neighborhood? I mean, really. There's a one of the movies that was released on Friday, and it's for streaming only. Theaters are still closed. They may be opening up in the next couple of weeks in different parts of the country. But a big new movie called Valley Girl, which is a remake of a movie from 1983. Is it entertaining? It's a teen musical with stars who are a little bit older than teenagers, some of whom are fairly talented. This review of Valley Girl.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Alicia Silverstone plays a suburban mom who tells her teenage daughter about her own long-ago high school romance in the 1980s in the remake of Valley Girl, streaming everywhere on video on demand.
I just have no idea what I'm going through.
You'd be surprised. I'll tell you a story.
And that story features Jessica Roth as a younger version of Alicia Silverstone, Logan Paul as her hunky doofus high school boyfriend, and Josh Whitehouse as the bad boy punk rocker from Over the Hill in Hollywood. The movie's a remake of the 1980s version, which introduced Nicolas Cage to an unready world, and it uses more than a dozen pop hits of the period to tell the story. The choreography's okay, and the cast is likable and energetic, but the storyline makes no sense, and it's full of groan-inducing lines of dialogue. 2 stars for the PG-rated Valley Girl.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Again, it was a strange choice for a Mother's Day release, except for the fact that it's all sort of unspools as a conversation between a fictional mother and daughter. Coming up tomorrow, We're going to be joined by Brian Kilmeade. And Brian has done a lot of work on American history, writing readable, best-selling books. And I know, because I've spoken to him about it before, he shares my conviction that America isn't an accident, that all of the great stuff, and probably some of the not-so-great stuff, is part of a larger plan for this country. And we will talk about that in the context of the coronavirus and also some of those commentators who say that America, whatever case we had for American exceptionalism, that is gone now because of the pandemic. Is it? Really? I don't believe that really for a moment. There's also another piece in Salon that points out that the 1918 pandemic, in which 675,000 Americans died. I mean, it was a disaster, and there were schools that were closed, businesses that were closed, public transport shut down at a time when people relied much more on public transport. 675,000 deaths. The Salon headline, the 1918 pandemic was linked to a rise in Nazi support. Will this pandemic be similar? As with coronavirus, the 1918 flu led to a rise in xenophobia and budget cuts. Then it helped usher in Nazi rule. Did it really? We will also be talking a little bit more about the plandemic. That's the name of a, it seems to me, scurrilous video that has gotten literally millions of responses and supporters and likes. It says that Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci have planned this whole thing to try to enrich themselves and increase their power. Is this appropriate? We'll be talking about that with Alex Barazow of the American Council for Science and Health. Is there any basis for that kind of belief at all? Let me tell you where this comes from. The producer of this film is a Bernie Sanders supporter. And no, he's not a right-winger. Of course, everyone's to blame it on crazy right-wingers because it's fairly crazy, I think. But we will get a scientific perspective on that. And when it is, we can actually turn a decisive corner in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.